14. This is part of Jesus' farewell discourse to his disciples. He gave it just after sharing the Last Supper with them and just before his arrest and crucifixion. In this reading, the disciples are panicked and heartbroken. Jesus has just told them in John chapter 13 that his life was drawing to an end, that his death was near, and that they could not go with him. That is the context for John 14. In this reading, Jesus was trying to reassure and to console his disciples. So listen for God's word to you from the Gospel of John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In God's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to God except through me. If you know me, you will know God also. From now on, you do know God and you have seen God. Philip said to him, Lord, show us God, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen God. How can you say, show us God? Do you not believe that I am in God, and God is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own, but God who dwells in me does this work. Believe me that I am in God and God is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these because I am going to God. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that God may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Excuse me a minute. I'm having allergies today. So as we begin, consider for a moment a time when you got lost, really lost. No idea where you were or how to get to your destination. So lost that you were afraid that you might not ever get home. That happened to me in Turkey. In 2014, I was invited to join an ecumenical clergy group on a trip to Turkey as an effort to build community between Christians and Muslims. There were Methodist, Lutheran, and Presbyterian ministers on this trip, as well as Episcopalian, Catholic, and Greek Orthodox priests. At every stop along the way, we visited Turkish Muslim families in their homes and shared meals and conversation. It was a wonderful trip, at least until my friend and I got lost in the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul. It had all started so well. The Grand Bazaar is a feast for the eyes. It is a giant indoor market, which is a kaleidoscope of sights and sounds and smells. There are small shops crowded together along narrow aisles, selling colorful glass lanterns, homemade Turkish rugs and pillow covers, leather poofs, marble chess sets, sweet-smelling soaps, and an entire lane of shops exclusively selling fragrant mounds of spices. It's beautiful. It was fun and fascinating until it was time to meet our group at the far end of the bazaar. Our trip leader,